Matt Dunn's online with Care to Think. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew.
Pretty competitive lineup, though, when you listen to it, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. It's attracted a really good field this year, and hopefully we'll be competitive at the level he needs to get to on Saturday.
I was just talking to Shannon Perry about Parast. He drops off good wins down to 50. You run of last couple have been either 58.5, 59 on weight for age, and here you are going to 52.5 on Saturday. How crucial is that to care to think, Matt?
Look, I think, obviously at the beginning of this preparation, we knew that it was going to be difficult for him to compete at weight for age as opposed to handicap. The Stradbroke has always been and is the goal race for this preparation, and that's the reason he meets these horses so much better at the weight than what he does at weight for age. So, you know, he's not an overly big horse, and I'm sure every little bit counts, but it's a significant turnaround in weight, isn't it?
It is, yeah, no doubt about that. And the other day the track has been well spoken about what happened through the day with the Kingsford Smith day, but what came out of the run for you from that day, and how is your confidence then?
Look, I think his run was good. He did a lot of work on the circle. We were on the winner's back probably about the 700-metre mark, and we went out, stayed in, and rode for luck, and that was probably the difference. He quickened really well to get around them and almost get himself into a position to win, but they're not, as you know, at Durban, you do all the work on the circle and you straighten up and you still last because you're pointing in the wrong direction for too long sort of thing, you know. So I think he was good. Wasn't disappointed with his run at all. I was happy with the way he came through the run. James was adamant that he'll be competitive in the Stradbroke, and I was hopeful that he could ride him, but obviously the weight was the issue there. But he's come through the run great. His work's been good since. I've had a few discussions with his owners group just regarding which way we go, and it's a little bit just keep your eyes on the prize, perhaps. You know, this was the race that we knew that he'd be competitive in. It's our target race, and that's where we're heading in good shape.
Yep, understand. You mentioned his work. He galloped yesterday?
Yeah, I galloped him yesterday. He normally does his gallop Monday rather than Tuesday if he's going to a race on Saturday. He worked with another good sprinter of mine called Quatronic and just dashed up a sharp 600 and ran as good a time as I've ever seen him work. His work was probably superior than anything he's ever done, which is what we're after. We're going into the grand final on Saturday, and it was encouraging. He bounced off the track, and he's in good shape. I'm really happy with him.
Sounds like, the draw tomorrow with a capacity field, you just want to get the draw. And I guess the conditions, we're going to talk to Jim Roberts, the track manager, a little while later in the hour, but they're still suggesting these showers tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah, I wouldn't be overly concerned about that. If the track happened to be rain affected, we'll get through it okay. I think the thing we need is just a good draw. He's lost probably five runs. He hasn't drawn a gate, and he's got away with a couple of them, even though he's been three wide the trip. But, that's almost the difference, isn't it? Particularly first up this time in, he never got in and did all the work and wasn't beaten very far at all. So his racing pattern will change. If he draws a gate, we'll end up right behind the leaders rather than dragging all the way back to last on a track that probably favours on-pace runners like Doom, and it's important. So fingers crossed that Kira can get up there and draw us a decent gate on Wednesday morning.
And just take us through, we know that James McDonald, as you say, couldn't ride at this weight. How quick was Tim Clark placed on? Was it you contacting Tim? Did Tim's manager learn about it? Was Tim keen for the ride, I guess, is what I'm asking?
Oh, he was. Tim's manager actually contacted me before his last run and asked could he be considered if he'd won last start, he probably would have got James's weight and that he would have stuck with him. But Tim's manager did contact me before his last run just to ensure that his name was there should he get beaten and needed a lightweight rider.
Okay, so that's how it all happened there. Tim Clark gets the ride. Can't wait for the draw tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting it. It'll be on Sky Sports Radio at 10:30 and also on Sky Thoroughbred Central, but listening to you is so important. You mentioned Quatronic. It's entered for the June Stakes. Would it come to Sydney?
I don't think so. We'll keep him up here for now and just try to get him back in a little bit of form somewhere along the way. It's been a while between wins for him now, and we really need to try to to find the answer. He's not finishing the races off properly, and we're struggling to find out why at the moment. So I'm just trying to try a few little different things and maybe another barrier trial somewhere just to try to get him back in the game and back racing as well as we know he can.
Okay, and I should ask you about Divine Unicorn. It's in that Wayne Wilson, and I know you've been pretty happy with the last couple of runs.
Yeah, he's a very nice horse, and he's owned in Hong Kong. He'll end up there one day, but the longer I can hang on to him, the better, as far as I'm concerned. But no, he's a horse in the making. He'll get, when he gets himself to 2,000 metres and beyond, you'll see the best of him. But, you know, he's certainly going to be competitive at this level on Saturday and improve on what he does.
Beauty. Good luck with the week, mate.
Thank you.